Report, Gwyneth Paltrow, George Stephanopoulos attended Jeffrey Epstein's star-studded party. By Ben Q on August 25, 2019. An array of TV anchors and Hollywood power players, including actress Gwyneth Paltrow and ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos, attended a party held by the late financier and convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, the Daily Mail reported Saturday. The party Jeffrey Epstein, which was held 2 December 2010 at Epstein's New York mansion in honor of the Duke of York, was reportedly attended by multiple celebrities, including former White House communications director-turned-ABC anchor George Stephanopoulos, journalist Katie Couric, film director Woody Allen, as well as actresses Jennifer Aniston, Chelsea Handler, and Gwyneth Paltrow. The presence of such figures raises questions as to whether they were aware of Epstein's continued illicit sexual activities, with the late financier already having been convicted in 2008 of procuring an underage girl for prostitution, a crime for which he served over a year in prison with work release. According to the Mail, attendees who would have walked Epstein's range of erotic artwork en route to his second-floor dining room, including a painting of Bill Clinton in red heels and a blue dress, a reference to the outfit worn by Monica Lewinsky when she performed oral sex on the former president in the Oval Office. The most high-profile figure allegedly implicated or at least aware of Epstein's crimes was Prince Andrew himself, otherwise known as the Duke of York. Multiple reports have alleged that the pair share a close relationship and Andrew regularly met and interacted with Epstein's victims aboard his private jet. Andrew has denied all knowledge of Epstein's activities, claiming in a statement on Saturday that he not did see, witness or suspect any behavior of the sort that subsequently led to the arrest and conviction of the controversial financier. Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide in his Manhattan jail cell earlier this month. I have said previously that it was a mistake and an error to see him after his release from prison in 2010, and I can only reiterate my regret that I was mistaken to think that what I thought I knew of him was evidently not the real person, given what we now know, Andrew said in a statement. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.